Hello everyone, welcome to this graduate support call with the Sedona Method. My name is Paolo Thierry and I am a Sedona Method certified instructor. I started more than 24 years ago helping people with many holistic techniques, especially energetic techniques. In 2016, I met the Sedona Method and it was really an amazing tool that I could add to my tool chest, so I started using that method. I got certified last year together with other my colleagues. Hale asked me to lead this call. I'm very pleased to be here with you. Going forward, instructors, coaches, facilitators will be helping leading these monthly free support calls, and Hale will continue to lead them from time to time. So thanks for coming, and I think that we can start by opening the floor to questions, sharing assistance, knowing that a support call is always an amazing way to give a boost to our releasing because we can harness the energy of the group. You can really take advantage of the energy of the group in order to help us in releasing whatever apparent sense of limitation may be as an obstacle for whatever we want to be, we want to have in our life. Okay, so there is Sanjita. You can speak. You can unmute yourself. I don't hear you. Let me check. Can you unmute yourself? You can, on my side, you're okay. Let me check it because I don't hear anything. Try again. No, I cannot hear anything. Let me check again. I will disable your audio and then I will ask you again to start again to unmute yourself. No, I don't hear anything. Maybe I don't know if it's on my side or on your side. Maybe if there is anyone else that wants to raise the hand, we can take another call and see if it comes on my side or it's on the side of the person. Let's check. Okay, bye, Matthias. You can unmute yourself.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you fine. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Thanks. How can I help?
I'm in a situation which I would like to have a bit of support on, and maybe also some questions on how to properly use the Sedona. The thing is, I'm doing Sedona now for a year and have done quite a few years like similar things. So I'm quite used to doing these practices. Now I'm in this situation in my job that I feel quite burned out, and to the point that I had to call in sick and say, well, I have to stop my job for a while. And so I was also a bit surprised. Okay, I've done all this releasing and other stuff, and how is this possible, right? So I'm trying to figure it out
Yeah.
and thinking, okay, if I just release more, then I can maybe get back to the job, and this whole burnout is not there anymore. But then I'm thinking, okay, am I still using this release tick technique in the right way, right? Or am I I'm trying to do something that's not possible.
Yeah.
Truly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Sometimes it happens that we may feel some struggle in releasing. We may feel that releasing does not lead us anywhere. But in this case, we have a powerful tool that is it is always to check if there is a desire to change this situation. So let's
Yes.
explore this approach. So in this moment, could you start by noticing or allowing or welcoming however you feel about all of this, all the sensations? picture sounds which arise when you think about your condition, your apparent situation, the sense of being burned out, as best as you can in this moment.
Sorry, did I need to answer a question or?
Yes, if you could
Okay.
just allow yourself to welcome or notice or allow all
Yes.
the feelings, sensations, pictures,
Yeah.
sounds which come up.
Yes, I can welcome that. Yeah.
Okay. Where are they felt in this moment in the body?
It's in the stomach, in the arms, a lot of tension in the arms, I feel.
Okay, so in this moment, could you allow yourself to open at the body-mind level and let those sensations flow as best as you can?
Yes.
Would you let them flow completely if you could do it?
Yes.
When would you do it if you could?
I would do it now.
Okay.
Yes.
How does it feel by allowing the flow of sensations in the body?
Oh, there's more flow. Yeah.
Right. So, could you
But
allow the body mind to open even more, allowing whatever remaining sense of resistance to the situation, whatever remaining sense of not wanting all of this? Could you get in touch with that sensation which is
Yes.
produced in the body and let it flow as best as you can?
Yes.
And is there any desire to change this entire situation, to fix it, to get rid of it, to have a solution?
Yeah, there's lots of that. It's like racing through my mind. How can I change it? How can I fix it? It's like
Right. So could you get in touch with the sensation of wanting all of this to change? Could you feel
yes.
it?
Yeah.
And could you allow the body mind to open a little bit and let flow even the sensation of not wanting all of this or wanting to get rid of this entire situation as best as you can?
Yes.
And could you do it even more? Could you allow the body mind to open even more, allowing whatever remaining apparent sense of stuckness, of sense of apparent burnout, to flow in the body instead of being stuck somewhere?
Yes.
And even more.
Yes.
And could you notice that when an energy is allowed in the body, actually it is just energy flowing. It gives a sensation of friction when moving into the body-mind, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So in this moment, could you give you permission to enjoy the friction, the sensations that are flowing in the body as best as you can?
Could you repeat that question?
Yes, could you allow those sensations to flow in the body?
Yes.
And check to see if there is also any sense that all of this has to do with you. There is a me to whom this entire situation is happening.
Yes, there's a lot, yeah, lots of that.
Okay, so could you also get in touch with the sense, with the sensation that there is a me to whom this entire situation is referring to?
Yes.
And could you allow the body mind to open even to that sensation, allowing that sense of me to flow instead of being stuck somewhere as best as you can?
Yes.
And could you let it flow even more, that sensation that there is a me?
Yes.
And even more.
Yes.
And could you allow yourself to do it even more?
Yes, I can do that, yeah.
How does it feel in this moment?
Well, it's bit by bit opening up. That's the general sensation to it.
Okay, what is preventing a full opening? What do you think is preventing a full opening?
Maybe the belief that it's not possible or that it will take a long while, that I need to recover, or
Yeah.
maybe a day or
So,
what. Yeah.
It's a belief, right? You already mentioned. Okay. So could you invite or welcome even that belief as
Yes.
best as you can, since it's already there? And just for this moment, could you let go, wanting to give your power away to that belief, to that thought, as best as you can? And remember, any answer is fine.
The question is, can I give my power away to the belief?
Could you let go of wanting to give your power away to that belief, as
Yes.
best as you can?
Yes, I can let that go.
Would you let it go, if you could?
Yes, absolutely.
When?
Now.
And could you give you permission to claim the power that you apparently left stuck in that belief as best as you can?
Yes.
Would you, if you could?
Yes, I can take that back. I can claim that back.
When?
Now.
How does it feel in this moment?
Even more opening up.
Okay, and what is preventing a further opening in this moment?
Not sure if I can find any left, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah.
So could there be an opening to whatever appears to remain, whatever energy is still present?
Yes.
Could you open also to the confidence, the inner power, intuitive knowingness as a guide for the body mind to do, to act in the best possible way?
Yes.
Would you, if you could?
Yes. Yeah.
When?
Now. Now.
How does it feel?
It's more opening up, more sinking into it.
So could you allow yourself to dive into that nothingness, that peacefulness,
Yes,
that
yes.
power, that strength?
Yes.
Would you, if you could do it even more?
Yes.
When?
I will do it now.
And could you allow yourself to bathe, to rest in that spaciousness, that freedom, that power?
Yes.
How is it now?
I feel the spaciousness opening up around me and softening up my body.
Is there any remaining apparent obstacle? Does it feel fine?
There's still like a sense of I that doesn't want to give up.
Okay, does it need to give up actually? Or is it just a sensation that is appearing as an apparent separate entity? Is that true? If you don't think about it, can you actually find that separate me?
No, only the sense of it.
Yes. So could you invite, welcome, or let flow that sense, that sensation that there is a me?
Yes.
And could you do it even more?
Yes.
And even more?
Yes.
And could you also allow yourself to enjoy the flow of energy in the body as best as you can?
Yes.
How does it feel now?
As if that's the part is dissolving.
Good.
Yeah. I feel like a slight tingling over all over the body, like increased energy.
Yeah, so anytime that maybe something can appear again, who knows, maybe yes or maybe not, but in case something may come up again, you know how to release. You can, for example, allow the sensations. So whenever we get in touch with the raw sensations, it's much easier to release. While when we give a name to the sensations, this is anger, this is fear, this is something else, automatically we recall all the past stories tied up with that name, with that label. So we start recalling all the stories that we have about fear or about anger. So it becomes we are adding other components, mental component, to what actually can be really a sensation that can be allowed. So remember that anytime maybe you appear to feel yourself in similar situations, try to allow the sensations to flow in the body. Usually it's a good approach. Or you can come back to, even to, since this call is recorded, to again to listen to this release, and again
Good.
playing
Yes.
again many times that you need.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Good point. Yeah, because in the end, again, also the feeling of burnout is another sensation. And
Yes, right. But the moment that we call it burnout, we start adding all the components. Like, for example, there is something wrong with me. There's something wrong
yes.
with my boss. There is something wrong with the job. Maybe it's not the right job or whatever.
Yes,
But if we are able to remove, let go, the labels, as Hale always suggests, we can get in touch with the raw sensations, and it is much easier to allow them. Either welcome them or notice them or let them go. It's much easier compared to when we add the mental component, the label, on top of the feeling.
perfect. Yes, yeah, good point. I didn't think
Good,
of
good.
that.
Okay, thanks, Matthias. Is that a good place to stop, this one?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. Thank you very much for jumping in. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Sanjita, let's try again. You can unmute yourself.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, very well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. I would love to have some help, and I'm not sure. I'm a little overwhelmed by a situation with my mother, and I'm not really sure where to start. But we had an issue this weekend, but it's not really the issue. It's a constant. She gets really easily irritated and loud, and I get triggered basically. And recently, this weekend, that there was a small issue where, she wanted to check her messages on her phone, and I said, "Oh, well, I'm only here for an hour, so maybe you can do it afterwards." And she said she yelled at me for that, and she gets so irritated about things. And then later on, she said, "Oh, you're trying to be bossy and don't boss me around." And so I feel sad because my mom is very combative, and I don't know how to work with her because she can be really nice and nurturing, and then out of the blue, she becomes combative. And it's been like that my whole life, and I just don't know how to be at peace around her. And I want to be in a non-judgmental space with her, but I get triggered all the time.
Okay, so in this moment, could you allow yourself simply to notice or allow or welcome all of this, whatever you've just told me, as best as you can? Could you allow yourself to open at the body-mind level and allow whatever energy is present in the moment to be free to flow wherever it wants to go in the body mind, only to the extent that it feel comfortable, to the extent that you feel safe?
Yes.
And could you do it even a little bit more? A little bit more. And could you also allow yourself to welcome or notice or allow all the thoughts that are added to the situation? Any judgment, any sense of what should I do? How should I behave? How can I deal with this situation? Could you welcome all this thinking process?
Okay. Yes.
Could you also allow that to flow in the body? It is energy, so could you give permission to that energy to flow in the body as best as it is possible in this moment?
Yes, I can.
And could you also allow yourself to notice or welcome or allow any sense of wanting to figure out what to do, any wanting to get rid of this entire situation, any wanting to fix it, to have the solution?
Yes, it's been spinning in my mind for 2 days now, and I have a resistance to that spinning.
Yeah, but are you that spinning, or is there awareness that there is some spin of energy happening in this moment?
There's awareness that they're spinning, yeah.
Right. So is there any desire to get rid of the spinning?
Yes.
So could you welcome that wanting to get rid of the spinning?
Yes, and it feels like it's been there my whole life.
Right, ma. What if that is just based on memories? It's based on something that was. It's not here in this moment, if just as a memory.
Okay.
So could you welcome all those memories that appear to support, to give charge, power to that situation as best as you can?
Okay, yes.
And as best as you can, could you let go wanting to be controlled by those memories, by what happened, as best as you can?
Okay, yes.
Would you let it go if you could?
Yes.
When?
Now.
And could you also let go of wanting to give your power away to the past, to memories, to past happenings?
Yes.
Would you, if you could?
Yes, I would.
When?
Now.
And could you also let go as best as you can of wanting to control that relationship with your mother? You know, in the Sedona method, the wanting to control is always a tricky energy because it gives us the impression and the sensation that we are in control. But actually, if we check, we are not. Whenever we want something, we are acting from a sense of lack, a sense of something missing. So as best as you can, could you let go wanting to control this entire situation, the behavior of your mother, the reactions of your mother? Would you
Yes.
let go wanting to control your mother?
Yes.
When?
Now.
It could also invite or welcome the love that you have for your mother as best as you can.
Yes.
Sometimes when we act with a sense of wanting to be in control, it is because we love the person. So we think that by holding on to wanting to control that person, that love will be strengthened or that person will be safe. But what if love is already taking care of yourself, of your mother?
Well, that's really beautiful.
So could you open to that love that is already there? As best as you can.
Yes.
Could you allow that love to fill every cell in your body mind and also in the body mind of your mother, as best as it is possible right now?
Yes, I can.
If you don't think about it, if you don't go in mind or in memories, is there actually a separation between the love that is filling your body and the love that is filling the body of your mother? If you don't think about it, if you don't go in thinking.
The same love.
Right, so there is only one love. Is that love allowed?
Yes, it's a lot.
Could you also turn all your concerns about your mother to that boundless love that is taking care of everything as best as you can?
I've never handed it over to anything before. It feels freeing. It feels freeing. Please take it. It's too much.
So, could you allow that love?
Wow, I just take my hands off the
Hoping that you're not driving in the
wheel.
moment. Okay. And could you also allow that love even more? That love that can heal any hurt, any wound, any apparent sense of suffering, any apparent sense of incompleteness. Could there be space for that love? Could there be allowing for that love?
Yes, there can. It feels like the intellect wants to take over that space. It's taken over that, the intellectual mind has taken over that space that
But
in
is it,
which
or it appears in that way?
it appears in that way.
Right. Is
Yeah.
actually love bothered by what the mind is doing?
No.
So could you allow the energy of love to melt whatever energy of thinking is present in this moment, bringing peace, comfort? Would you, if you could?
Yes.
When? How does it feel now?
There's no spinning. There's no spinning, and I feel held. I feel held.
Good.
Thank
Is
you.
there? Is that okay for now?
Yeah, that is amazing. Very, very
Okay.
helpful for me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you, Sanjita. Okay, before going on, and I have to make a quick announcement to let you know that Hale will be leading the Sedona Method of Fall Retreat beginning September the 15th. You can learn more about that event and enroll directly at sedona.com/fall2025. And we really hope you to see you there because attending a retreat is an amazing experience, really an amazing experience. I've attended really, I don't know, many retreats in the last 9 years, sometimes even three retreats within one single year. It's been amazing to really. Because a retreat gives you a boost to whatever skill that you have about releasing gets enhanced, including releasing with other people, all the people for 5 days, 6 days, there present with the same intention of releasing, of improving their life. It's something, it's really an amazing experience. And I've also noticed that after each retreat, the intuitive abilities of using the method has increased dramatically. I remember learning some facets of the method that I was even aware of. So I really advise everyone, if it's in your availability, to attend the retreat. It's really an amazing experience. Okay, now there are no hands up in the moment. If anyone wants to ask questions, share any gain, or even ask how to use the method in specific circumstances, please, you can raise your hand. It's always a good opportunity. Sharon, you can unmute yourself.
Okay, thank you, Paolo. Thank you for doing the
Thank you.
call. I'd like some help releasing around. I feel like I've got decisions to make. And I've got big decisions, but also I'm just really struggling with small decisions right now. And I'm feeling like I'm in and out of apathy. And I'd just like some release and support around that. I feel like I'm getting stuck in the wanting to fix things. So just some help around that, please, Paolo. Thank you.
Of course, of course.
Thanks.
So in this moment, could you allow yourself by noticing or welcoming or allowing whatever is happening in this moment, whatever sensations, feelings, emotions, pictures, sounds are present in this moment as best as it is possible right now?
Yeah, just feeling there seems to be a lot of sadness that keeps coming up.
Okay, well, what is it felt in the body?
It's quite strange. It's like around my mouth. It feels like I'm gripping in some ways. That's where the energy is.
Okay, so as best as it is possible in this moment, could you allow the body mind to open a little bit and let that energy flow as best as it is possible and see what happens?
Yeah, it kind of feels like there's a lot of shaking. It just feel like there seems to be a lot of like stuck energy in also like my head and neck, and I'm getting a lot of tension at the back of my head as well. I'm in my neck at the moment.
Yes, but what if the sense that there is too much energy that is stuck is just a belief, is just a thought?
Yeah. I'm believing it though.
Right.
Yeah, it's just I suppose I'm going into the mind thinking, well, why have I got so much tension?
Right. Whenever we add some thinking, some judgment to whatever energy is present, it seems to pile up, to build up. It seems more because it's just we are just adding a thinking process on top of it. So could you really open to the raw sensations? Could you let them flow as best as you can in this moment? Remember that as best as you can, it means even 0.01, huh? You don't need to welcome everything.
Yeah, I can do that. It's like, again, I say there's a lot of shaking going on, but yeah, I can do
Okay, is the shaking allowed? Could you allow
that.
even that energy to flow as best as you can?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Would you do it even more if you could?
Yes, I would, yes.
When?
Now, it feels a little bit more freeing already, I suppose.
Right.
Wow, yeah, thank you. It feels more space now, yeah.
Okay,
Wow.
so could you give you permission? Or better, could you give permission to the body mind to open even more and let flow whatever remaining energy appears to be stuck? We say appears because the energy actually is never stuck. But we, with all our resistance, wanting to fix it, to change it, make it somehow appear stuck, even if it's not. So could you allow that apparent energy to flow as best as you can?
Yeah, I can. I am aware of like a little bit of a thought saying I can only do so. I can only let so much of this flow. It feels like the thoughts are coming in that
Yeah, but what if it is
it's
okay?
yeah.
Because
Yeah.
we always think that when we say yes or when we welcome, we need to do everything, we welcome everything. What if it is okay to welcome only a little bit?
Wow, yeah, that's where I'm putting the pressure on myself. I'm like,
Right.
yeah, I'm trying to release. That's what I'm doing. I'm pushing the release. Yeah, wow.
Yes, let's add another form of stress, right? A sense of should.
Yeah, and
So
that's where the
could you?
apathy feels like it's coming in because it's like I'm just wearing myself out.
Okay, but if you don't call it apathy, what is it?
It's just like an energy where you feel really like, oh, down, I suppose.
Right. So could you allow even that energy to which you are giving a name to flow as best as you can in this moment?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Would you do it fully if you could?
Yes, I would, yeah.
When would you do it?
Now,
How does it feel, Sharon?
oh, it feels very, very calm. Yeah, thank you, Paula. That was really interesting because it was like there was less identifying with it. Yeah,
Okay,
that feels
good.
a really good place. Thank you so much, Paula. Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you for sharing, Sharon. Thank you. Okay, Ari, you can unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello, can you speak?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm just dealing with a little bit of insecurity. I guess, like, I just got in a new relationship and there's a lot of comparison to his ex, I guess. I normally don't like that, so it just feels very strange.
Okay, so in this moment, could there be a noticing or allowing or welcoming or whatever sensations are appearing, are present in the body, as best as it is possible?
Yes.
And is there any desire to understand what's going on?
Yes.
Okay, so could that be welcomed as well, or noticed or allowed?
Yes.
It could even that energy be allowed to flow in the body as best as it is possible right now.
Yes.
What else is coming up in this moment?
That I don't really want it, but I feel like I should be more confident and secure with myself.
Okay. Could that be welcomed, that sensation that you should feel more confident?
Yes.
It could also get in touch with the implicit sense that in this moment you don't feel confident. Or at least you feel somehow confident, but not fully.
I feel like there's a rejection, like I'm rejecting myself, but I don't want to do that.
Okay, so could you allow yourself to welcome or allow or notice that sensation that you are calling rejection in this moment? Could you let it flow as best as you can?
Yes.
I check, are you really rejecting, or is there just an energy present in this moment that we are calling rejection?
There's just energy.
Okay, could that energy be allowed even more?
Yes.
And even more.
Yes.
And even more.
Yes.
And as best as you can in this moment, could you allow yourself to open and welcome or allow whatever appear to prevent a full confidence, a full safety, a full sense of presence in this moment, even if you don't know what it is? Could you just allow yourself to open and allow whatever is present, as best as you can, of course?
Yes, I can.
Would you do it fully if you could, if you were able to do it easily?
Yes.
When would you do it?
Now.
It could also let go of wanting to give your power away to thoughts, to beliefs, as best as you can.
Yeah, I realize I'm doing that, but I don't know why.
Would you, if you could? When would you do it if you could?
Now.
And could you invite or open to the inner strength, inner power, the sense of freedom that comes from the true nature of what we are, as best as it is possible right now? If you don't go in the mind, which means if you don't think about it, is there actually any sense of lack in this moment, any sense of separation, any sense of something missing, if you don't think about it? So is it possible that all apparent limitations are just thoughts, since they are present only while thinking?
Yes.
So as best as it is possible in this moment, could there be a letting go, or wanting to fit into thinking, wanting to identify yourself with thinking as best as you can?
Yes.
It could there be an opening to the flow of life, to the freedom of life that knows better than what our body mind knows?
Yes.
And could you allow that power, that confidence, that strength to give whatever is needed in this moment?
Yes.
How does it feel now?
A lot more peaceful. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Is that a good place to stop, or is want another round, another?
I think it's really good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Elizabeth, you can unmute
Hello.
yourself.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. So I'm pretty new to the Sedona method, and I've been doing the goal this goals course that I got and the sustainable success. And I have a question around when Hale talks about when like action steps come up for things you feel you need to do, I feel I need to do. He talks about releasing on the action step. Could you talk about that more or like illustrate that for me a bit more?
Yes, sure. Whenever we are planning for goals, an important step is getting into action, because getting into action can stir up a lot of sense of resistance, a lot of things that may appear to be an obstacle to our goal process. And sometimes we think that certain actions are needed, but whenever we release on them, we notice that maybe they are not needed. So releasing on the action steps simply means asking yourself, what is the simplest or most outrageous thing that I could do now in order to achieve my goal? And you start by writing whatever comes up. It may be writing an email, answering a call, or calling a person, or, I don't know, advertising my job activities, or whatever. You make a list of those things that you think are the action steps needed, and then you start releasing. Meaning, for example, there are several approaches that you can use. The simple one, which is given in the Sedona Method book, is, for example, welcoming how you feel about taking that action. So if there is fear, anger, or whatever sensation or emotion is present, you start by welcoming or releasing that emotion, and you add the releasing or welcoming or the underlying wantings, approval, security, safety, separation, oneness, control that are present in the moment. And you keep releasing. And then ask yourself again the other question. What is the simplest or most outrageous action that I could take in this moment for achieving my goal? And then again, you start releasing until you feel comfortable in taking that action, or maybe during this process of cleansing, you realize that action is not needed. So that's what is meant. But if you have a specific example, we can work directly with that. So maybe if you have a goal or some action steps that you think you have to take in order to achieve your goal, we can release on that.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I think I'm interested in product photography, like food and brand photography. So I guess a step, an action step would be to actually put myself out there with companies.
Yes, but remember the action step is a process that at least needs some cleansing or clearing of the goal process itself. Do you feel comfortable with that goal? Do you feel that it's completely within your reach? You feel totally comfortable about it?
No, I don't.
Right.
That's the
So we can start, for example, by releasing on how you feel about achieving that goal. So
Okay.
could you welcome how you feel about having achieved that goal? Imagine yourself or picture yourself having already accomplished that goal. Feel what you would feel, hear what could be heard. Involve all your senses.
Okay.
I check to see, is there anything inside you that says no to that goal, that is resisting, that is doubting that goal?
Yeah, there is. There is.
Okay. Could you allow yourself to open and welcome or allow or notice whatever is saying no, that inner voice that says no?
Yeah.
Could you welcome any doubt about it?
Yes, I can.
And as best as you can in this moment, could you let that go? Just could you? Remember, any answer is fine. Try to feel into the answer. If it is a yes, it's a yes. If it is a no, it's a no.
I mean, I feel like I can kind of as best I can. It
Yes.
feels very like fear and vulnerable and
Okay. Could you let it go as best as you can, that sensation? Just could you?
Yeah.
Would you let it go if you could, if you were able to do it very easily?
Yes.
When would you do
Yeah.
it?
I would do it now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is what I'm aware of is like this sense of separation in achieving the goal.
Okay, so could you allow yourself to welcome that sense of separation? Whatever name we give it to a feeling or to an emotion, actually, if we go deeper, we see that there is a sensation, an
Okay.
underlying sensation. So could you welcome or notice or allow that sensation as best as you can?
Yeah.
Could you let it flow in the body as best as you can?
Yes, I can.
Would you, if you could?
Yeah, yes.
When would you do it if you could?
Right now. I would do it now. I am doing
Okay. And could you open to whatever remaining energy is present, whatever remaining sense of resistance, whatever remaining sense of I can't, I'm not able, or I mean I lack something, or there is something that I don't have in order to achieve my goal. Whatever is present in this moment, could you allow yourself to fully open to that, to allow it as best as you can?
Yeah, yes, I can. Yes.
And as best as you can, could you let it go? Could you set it free? Just could you?
Yes.
Would you if you could?
As best as I can, I would. Yes.
When? When would you do
Now.
it?
I
And
would
could you
do it now.
invite? Good. And could you invite the power, the strength, the inner confidence, that achieving that goal may bring you happiness, freedom, if that is the goal that you want to achieve.
Yes. Yes.
How does it feel now if you think about that goal? If you picture yourself having already achieved that goal, how does it feel?
It feels like open space, like open space. It feels sort of like an unknown, but not in a bad way, like a blank, like a open space.
Okay, now of course we don't have time to go to the through the entire goal process plus the action steps.
Okay.
So we are just giving a glimpse on how you can work
Okay.
on it. Knowing that in the Sedona Method book there is the entire technique for all the goal process and the action steps with the entire process that you can really use step by step. And of course it needs to be used more than just one shot. So it needs to be applied every day, possibly, if it's possible, or at least with a specific rhythm, so that you can really bring up whatever is contrary to that goal and let it go.
Okay.
But in this moment,
Thank
since you feel confidence about that goal, at least, what is the most outrageous or simplest thing that you could do in order to achieve that goal in this moment?
I could take a class like where I feel more supported and like I'm learning more.
Okay,
And
good.
yeah.
How do you feel about doing that?
I feel good. I feel like that's something I could do. It feels like a good something I
Okay,
could
good.
do. Yeah.
Okay. Does it come from a wanting control or approval or security or separation or oneness? Does it feel coming from one of these wantings?
Approval, I would say.
Okay, so could you allow yourself to welcome that wanting approval as best as you can?
Yes.
And as best as you can, could you let go of the wanting approval, only the wanting, so that you can free yourself and feel more approved as best as you can?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. How does it feel in this moment?
It feels good. It feels calm, and like present. Like it feels more calm and present.
Okay, so you can apply the goal process and the following action steps in this way. There are many variations to it. Of course, in the goal process, Hale gave also different techniques, which are different from what is written in the Sedona Method book. You can use whatever it fits your needs in the moment. Sometimes, personally, I use the old technique. Sometimes I use the new approach. Really, there is no difference. Try to use whatever you feel working in the moment, you feel more attracted to in the moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth, for sharing. Thank you. So we have time for another request. There are no hands up. I don't know if anyone wants to ask something. Let me check. Anil, hello. You can unmute yourself.
Hi.
Hello, hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Okay, good night. For
Good
me,
night.
I have asked a question is about I have a renovated house that I'm an architect, and I want to sell it, but I couldn't sell it like in 1.5 year, and this makes me feel really sad.
Okay, so in this moment, could you give you permission to welcome that sensation of sadness as best as you can?
Yes.
And just for now, just for this tiny moment, could you give you permission to let it go? Just could you?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
When?
Now.
Could you open to confidence, to calmness, to happiness, to an easy way of proceeding with the selling of the house? As best as you can.
It says no.
It's okay, it's okay. Would you, if you could?
Yes.
When?
Now.
Is there any wanting to control that process? Any wanting to interfere? Any wanting eagerly to find a buyer?
Yes, so much.
And what if it is exactly that sense of wanting that make us feel as though there is something missing? Sometimes it can even act as an obstacle, because we are actually bathing in an energy which is an energy of lack, an energy of a sense of something missing. So could you welcome that sense of wanting, wanting to control, wanting to fix, wanting to do something about it?
Wanting to save, I think.
Also, yes.
Yes.
Would you welcome
Yes.
it if you could?
Yes.
When?
Tomorrow.
And could you also welcome any remaining wanting, whatever wanting, any wanting to do anything with or about it, really hold on to it in order to understand what to do, how to fix it, any wanting to get rid of it, or any wanting approval, control, security, separation, oneness, as best as it is possible in this moment?
A little bit, yes.
Would you, if you could, if you knew how to do it easily?
Yes.
When?
Of course. Now. Oh, it
could
feels
you?
really heavy. Yeah.
Okay, so could you also welcome that, the sensation that it is heavy, as best as you can? Could you let it flow?
Yes.
And could you also welcome any sense that all of this has to do with you? It's your house. It's your identity involved in that selling of the house.
So true. Yes. Yes, so true.
Okay, so could you welcome that sense of me?
Yes.
Could you get in touch with that energy, with that sensation of a me, and let it flow as best as you can?
Yes. Yes. Definitely, yes.
Hey, could you notice or welcome the awareness that is aware of the feelings, of the sensations, of the wantings, and even of the sense of me that wants to do something about it?
Yes.
And again, could you welcome whatever remaining feeling, sensation, emotion is present, thoughts, judgments, as best as you can?
Yes, yes.
And could you be the awareness that is aware even of that?
Yes, I feel that the energy coming to me.
Good. And could you notice or welcome whatever remaining sense of wanting is present in this moment?
Yes.
And could you be the awareness that is aware even of those sensations tied up to a sense of wanting?
Yes, yes, okay. I'm releasing the wanting. Okay.
Could you welcome any sense of me?
Yes, so much me in it, yes, okay.
Could you welcome the awareness that is aware even of that sensation of a separate me?
Oh, yes.
Could you be that awareness?
Yes. I
As
feel
that
that.
awareness, okay, as that awareness, could there be an opening allowing the flow of life, the freedom of life to flow through to the body mind
Yes,
of
now
Anil.
yes, I feel more happy. My face is getting a smile in the face. Yes.
Good. So could you allow that freedom to flow in the body mind, filling every cell?
Yes, definitely yes.
Would you do it fully if you could?
Yes.
When?
Now. Now.
How does it feel?
It feels more open now. Before I was so close. Now I feel more open and more. I see the my room is more bright. Thank you.
Okay, does it feel complete for now?
I guess I'll have a little bit heaven's energy, but
Okay,
maybe I yeah.
Could you let it flow? Could you allow it to flow as best as you can?
Yes, I can.
Could you allow, invite serenity, calmness, peacefulness as best as it is possible in this moment?
Yes, yes.
And could you also allow and could you also allow the body to adjust itself to the amount of energy that is needed?
Yes.
How does it feel?
I'm feeling that I'm getting how can I say in Turkish I can say, but I couldn't say in English, like happiness energy, like a cloud is coming to my body. I can say it. Yeah, this is great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Anil. It's been a pleasure. Thank
Bye
you.
bye.
Okay, everyone, thanks for coming. We have come to the end of the call. It's been a pleasure to release together with you, and see you next time. And remember that there is another support call at 6 p.m. Pacific. So enjoy it. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.